Hello, good morning, welcome to day 11. Yeah, can you believe day 11 already of my marathon? I stopped for the night in Appleby in Westmoreland, a lovely little hotel called the Midland. Clive and Amy have been superb. They actually donated last night food and beer to the cause, so a big thank you to them. A lot of people really rallying round. Thanks also to Martin and Mick for donating for the expenses to help with the travel. It really is appreciated. In about 10 minutes time I should be going on BBC Radio Cumbria to talk about the marathon, and then a bit later today at some stage ITV Borders to record an interview for their drive this evening. So some really good coverage. You might think that this is a bit weird getting coverage for the out-facing public, but that's what we want to try and raise as much of the image of Perennial for, as you know, as much as within our trade. If people know where to donate and what the charity's all about, then it's got to be good. So I should be setting off. Still a long, long way to go. I was looking at the map last night and I thought, wow, you know, it really is a big task. It's, you feel like I'm just about to come into Scotland. I'm only 35 miles short of Carlisle and just about to come into Scotland, and yet still got probably just under the same distance as it is travelling from Portsmouth. But I should plough on. I should aim for 100 and... I did 109 miles yesterday. Go for a little drive at 9 miles an hour in your car and just get a feel for what that feels like. It gets a bit mind-numbing at times, but just foot flat to the floor, taking the bends flat out, it's good fun. I went up to 2,000 feet across the Yorkshire Dales National Park. Fantastic, such isolation. Single track roads, a few sheep, occasionally a few cattle. Seldom see a house, more on the peripheries of the park. Lots of cars, you see, don't necessarily see the walkers, but beautiful. Weather held out, chance of some rain today, I understand, so I'm not too looking forward to that too much, but I shall try and stick to the lanes as much as possible. It's safer that way. I can hear a busy road in the background and I want to stay away from those. So, I'll update with a few photographs through the day. Have a good day. Bye.